You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hi, everyone. It is Friday, the 16th of May, 2025. The Australian share market having a good day today. The S&P ASX 200 up 0.56% to 8,343. That is a three-month high, and today makes it 8 days of gains in a row for the Australian share market. To tell us more about why and where it's going next, I spoke with Zoran Krisovic from Blueberry. Zoran, first of all, the ASX at a three-month high, now 8 consecutive sessions of gains. Why?
Because the exceptional moves in the ASX market, and predominantly all 11 sectors have been actually up today and for the week. Month to date as well, we've actually seen that all 11 sectors have been actually outperforming and in green, which is really good given the fact that, you know, not long ago or 5-6 weeks ago on the 7th of April, we've actually seen the market bottom out. There's a number of reasons for that. Number one, obviously, we've seen the, you know, PPI index coming out of the US last night coming at the 5-year lows. We've seen the retail figures coming out of the US in April actually stagnating or coming lower than market anticipated, for the first time in 5 months. So it looks like the actually, consumer sector in the US is actually starting to struggle. It looks like the economy is actually starting to slow down a little bit, which indicates that we are likely to proceed and get further interest rate cuts. On the back of that, obviously, we've seen the US S&P 500, NASDAQ, as well as Dow Jones outperform and have bullish moves last night, which obviously followed through on the ASX as well. And we've seen 0.6% upside move today.
So if we focus on the Australian share market, then what stocks, which sectors are driving it higher?
I mean, in the overall scheme of things, we're actually seeing all 11 sectors today outperform and do quite well. I think year to date, we're actually seeing a lot of good sectors as well. The sectors that I'd be focusing on predominantly are the interest rate sensitive sectors. So given the fact that obviously RBA is pricing at least another 2 to 3 interest rate cuts until the end of the year, I'd be focusing a lot on the financial sector. So in particular, I'd be looking at the actual banks or top four. And we've seen actually really, really good moves today. Also, I'd be probably focusing on consumer discretionary sector. I'd be also looking at particular sectors such as materials, but not all. In particular, pure focus would be on gold.
I think one of the other things driving the market are these the pause in the increase in tariffs between the US and China. That seems to be a bit of a catalyst. We're seeing shares in the US rising in particular in recent times. Is the market getting ahead of itself, though, because this 90-day pause in significant tariff increases is just that, a pause, right?
It is a pause, but we have to understand, Ricardo, the majority of markets actually discount everything in the future. And whilst that they actually don't trade on the current environment, they actually try to foresee and price that in the actual moves itself. So 90 days is actually a great starting point. I think it's actually given market a little bit of a breather. And as a result, we're actually seeing exceptional moves on the ASX and global equities as well. So risk on sentiment actually seems to prevail at the moment. It's likely to continue to do so. And on the back of that, it looks like we are actually seeing a bit of a FOMO as well right now, because the market is actually rebounded so strongly. And we're looking at ASX from the 7th of April lows coming back 17.5%. So we are only 2.4% from an all-time high. All these factors are actually starting to play into the minds of investors, and it looks like actually more and more investors are actually trying to jump onto the bank wagon and actually not to miss out. So, the fact that obviously we got a 90-day pause, it's a good starting point. Within the meantime, if we can actually prolong that and come to our long-term resolution, that would obviously pave the way and provide headwinds for the ASX and global equities to actually continue to flourish higher.
I want to go into detail about what the market thinks the Reserve Bank will do with interest rates, because there was some interesting commentary around the banks today. ANZ said in an economist note, it's not a near certainty to see a 25 basis point cut because of the progress in US-China trade talks, although it's still expecting a 25 basis point cut, along with the Commonwealth Bank and Westpac. Economists at NAB, however, are sticking to predictions for a jumbo 50 basis point cut on Tuesday. What's the market thinking?
It's hard to believe that we will get a jumbo cut at 50 basis point next week. I'm really hopeful that and pretty certain that we will get 0.25 basis point interest rate cut next week. I think the bigger question for the market is actually how many further interest rate cuts are we likely to get until the end of the year? So only weeks back, market was actually pricing around 5 interest rate cuts, including the next week's interest or the May cut. But now it's actually scaled back. So we are looking at potentially interest rate cut next week and following through another 3 cuts until the end of the year. So I think market or money markets have actually priced in nearly 100% chance that, that's already priced into the market. The equity market is actually, flourishing on the back of that. And we are probably likely to see another 3 rate cuts until the end of the year, which should provide the extra bullish run for ASX 200 to continue march upwards and higher.
And the last thing I want to talk to you is the banks. We were talking about them earlier, in particular the Commonwealth Bank, right? Because shares hit another record high today at one point. It's now up around 40% in 12 months. Comparatively, Westpac is up 18% in that time, NAB 7 and ANZ 3. Can you run us through what's going on there? Because many say that the Commonwealth Bank is overvalued. But the thing is, a lot of brokers have been saying the CommBank has been overvalued for quite some time now, yet it's still climbing.
Ricardo, CBA received a fresh boost this week with its quarterly results and their underwriting on the business loans, which is probably the biggest component of the market share when it comes to the bank, has risen 9.1%, and it's gone up to $3.7 billion for the quarter. So that's approximately 1.3% above the rest of the competitors, such as NAB, Westpac, and ANZ. Not only that, their cash component for the quarter is actually up to $2.6 billion as well, which is a very, very healthy margin. So CBA is considered as a great stock to actually hold in your portfolio, whether you're doing a short, medium or long term investing. And also it's considered as a tech stock as well because of its very, very healthy infrastructure as well. The stock itself actually holds around 11% of the overall market share. And financials actually, make up around 25% of the ASX 200 market share. So holding the stock for a short or medium term or long term is definitely something that can pave the way towards actually getting the healthy returns and beating the general ASX returns of around 10 to 15% per annum.
Zoran, finally, what are you telling your clients at the moment and where do you see the opportunities for investors?
I generally believe that financial sector is still outperforming the market. Holding the banks can be a lucrative thing, despite the fact that valuations are fairly high. Also, looking at the real estate stocks as well, and anything interest rate sensitive. Gold as a hedge has been performing quite well in a lot of uncertainty. And as long as the global geopolitical tensions continue to pave the way and drive the headlines with the trade war between China and US, it's actually healthy to have some of those gold stocks as well to kind of protect yourself against any potential downside in the near or long-term future as well.
That's Zoran Krasovic there from Blueberry. Don't forget, if you enjoy the podcast, to give it a rating or review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and to click subscribe.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decisions.